The Way of Obedience, The Christian Way, Volume 2. Written by Zacharias Tani Fomum. Narrated by John H. Feskins. I dedicate this book to the Assembly in Yaoundé, with prayer and hope that she would continue to defend and live out the truth of God at any cost. Preface. This book is the second in the Christian Way series. The books in this series are The Way of Life, The Way of Obedience, The Way of Discipleship, The Way of Sanctification, The Way of Christian Character, The Way of Spiritual Power, The Way of Christian Service, The Way of Spiritual Warfare, The Way of Suffering for Christ, The Way of Victorious Praying, The Way of Overcomers, The Way of Spiritual Encouragement, The Way of Loving the Lord. The truths in Book 2 had very profound effect on my life. Since I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior and Lord, I have felt in an increasing way that I was compelled to tell the whole world about His salvation. When in 1970 the Holy Spirit came upon me, ministry was given to me by the Lord for His body. I would never have gone far without that indispensable anointing that took place in the privacy of my room on a Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. When, in 1978, I bore testimony to my union with the Lord Jesus in water baptism, I got much of hell into violence, while heaven rejoiced. In this book, by the grace of God, I present these three basic truths of baptism into water, baptism into the Holy Spirit, and witnessing as they are set forth in the Word of God. This book goes out with prayer that it will bring all twice-born people into obedience on basic issues. May God the Holy Spirit lead all its readers into immediate and continuous obedience. God bless you as you read and obey its contents. Yaoundé, 21st November, 1982. Zacharias Tani Fomum, P.O. Box 6090, Yaoundé, Cameroon. When someone has passed from death unto life in the Lord Jesus, the first thing that he should do is to be baptized. Baptism is the answer of a clear conscience towards God. We shall begin our study by looking at the example of the Lord Jesus, since He is our supreme example. The Baptism of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was not baptized as a baby. As a baby, He was dedicated. The Bible says, "And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought Him up to Jerusalem to present Him to the Lord." Luke chapter 2, verse 22. The Lord Himself followed this pattern in His ministry. When babies were brought to Him, He blessed them. He did not baptize them. The Bible says, "And they were bringing children to Him, that He might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, He was indignant, and said to them, 'Let the children come to Me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.' And He took them in His arms and blessed them, laying His hands upon them." Mark chapter 10, verses 12 to 16. The Lord Jesus asked to be baptized. It was not forced upon Him. He insisted on being baptized, refusing to be dissuaded from it. The Bible says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John, to be baptized by Him. John would have prevented Him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to Me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented." Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 15. The Lord Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. He actually went right into the water. The Bible says, "And when Jesus was baptized, He went up immediately from the water." Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord was anointed with the Holy Spirit after His baptism, and not before. "And behold, the heavens were opened, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and alighting upon Him." Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. When the Lord Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, The heart of the Father was satisfied with the Son's obedience in baptism, and he said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. In some sense, the Father says the same words, "This is a Son of mine in whom I am well pleased," when a believer, in obedience to the Lord, enters into the waters of baptism and is baptized. The Lord had it in his mind that all his would follow the same path of obedience. He told John, "It is fitting for us, not for me, to fulfill all righteousness." He, as the head of the new humanity, led the way into baptism so that all who are his would follow suit. The command to baptize as given by the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus himself gave the command that believers should be baptized. He said to his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age." Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. The disciples were thus commanded by the Lord to make disciples, baptize these disciples, teach these disciples to make disciples, and baptize them. He again said the same thing to them in other words, saying, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16. Again, the disciples were to go into the world, preach the gospel to the whole creation. Some would believe, such as believed would be baptized. Such as believed and were baptized would be saved. Those who did not believe would be condemned. So we infer from this passage that for a person to be saved, he had to believe and be baptized. Those who believed but were not baptized would not be condemned. Those who did not believe would be condemned. Thank you for reading this book. If you have any question and/or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ztfbooks@cmfionline.org. If the book has blessed you, then we would be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through Christian Publishing House, CPH, offers a wide selection of best-selling Christian books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us at ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers, and thank you for being a ZTF Book reader. We would like to recommend to you the next book in the Christian Way series, The Way of Discipleship. In this book, The Way of Discipleship, we set forth the terms of discipleship as the Lord meant them to be. We know very clearly that Jesus never intended to have converts. He has always wanted disciples. We set forth these truths not from a superior position of those who have arrived, but from the position of committed students in the school of discipleship. This book goes out with prayer that the Lord Jesus will use its message to transform converts into disciples. Connect with the author. Social media. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, author website, online bookshop, free online Bible course, internet radio, podcast. We equally offer on-ground and remote training courses all year round from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting, WUPF, and the School of Knowing and Serving God, SKSG. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. Or maybe our online course will be much handy? This has been The Way of Obedience, The Christian Way, Volume 2, written by Zacharias Tunney Fomum, narrated by John H. Feskins. Copyright 1982 by Zacharias Tunney Fomum. Production copyright 2018 by ZTF Books Online, a division of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI.